AI security at a crossroads, what does this mean and what happened? A new battle in the AI arms race? Artificial intelligence is the new battleground for technological supremacy, and companies are fiercely guarding their intellectual property as they race to dominate the industry. Now, a major controversy is emerging as Microsoft and OpenAI investigate whether DeepSeek AI, a Chinese startup, may have accessed OpenAI's proprietary data without authorization to develop its R1 model. The allegations raise serious concerns about the security of cutting-edge AI research, innovation's ethical boundaries, and artificial intelligence's geopolitical ramifications. If true, this could mark one of the most high-profile cases of AI intellectual property misappropriation, sparking debates over the risks companies face in an era where data is the ultimate currency. The allegations, a case of AI espionage? At the heart of the investigation is the question of whether DeepSeek AI leveraged OpenAI's proprietary training data or model architecture to gain an unfair advantage. OpenAI, backed by Microsoft, has invested billions into developing its AI models, making any potential data breach or unauthorized access a high-stakes issue. DeepSeek AI, a relatively new player in the space, released its R1 model last year, claiming that it was trained on open-source data. However, suspicions arose when industry experts noted striking similarities between R1 and OpenAI's cutting-edge models. While OpenAI has not publicly disclosed specific evidence, the mere possibility of an intellectual property breach has triggered internal audits and heightened scrutiny over how AI models are developed, shared, and secured. If Microsoft and OpenAI find that DeepSeek AI obtained protected data through unauthorized means, the repercussions could be severe, potentially leading to legal action, international trade tensions, and stricter AI security measures. The bigger picture, IP theft or industry evolution? This case underscores a larger issue, how AI development is accelerating beyond the confines of corporate walls. Open-source AI models, like Meta's Llama and Mistral, have lowered the barriers for companies worldwide to build their large language models. However, the blurred lines between open-source innovation and proprietary research create a gray area where accusations of intellectual property theft can arise. Some argue that AI development is inherently iterative and that similarities between models do not necessarily imply wrongdoing. Others see this as a wake-up call for tech companies to rethink their security protocols in an industry where breakthroughs are measured in data and access to the right datasets can make or break a company's competitive edge. The investigation also highlights the geopolitical undercurrents of AI development. With China and the US competing for dominance in artificial intelligence, cases like this could further strain relations, leading to stricter government regulations, heightened scrutiny of AI collaborations, and potential trade restrictions on advanced AI research. What happens next? While the investigation is still unfolding, its outcome could set a precedent for how AI intellectual property disputes are handled in the future. If evidence emerges that DeepSeek AI engaged in unauthorized access, we could see lawsuits, regulatory interventions, and even discussions about international AI governance. On the other hand, if no concrete proof is found, the case might fade into the broader conversation about the limits of proprietary AI versus open innovation. Either way, one thing is clear, AI companies are entering an era where safeguarding their intellectual property is just as critical as developing the next breakthrough model. As this story develops, it's a stark reminder that AI isn't just about technology, it's about power, control, and the future of global innovation.